we put the spotlight on what's happening under the umbrella of Grand Valley Seidman College of Business. Here we go. My next guest has been busy, well, studying, particularly the economic impact study he did with one Dr. Paul Isley. Meyer Gardens up for discussion. So, Dr. Christian Glupker, good morning to you. Hope you're well.
Good morning.
Yes. How does an economics professor spend his day?
This time of the year?
Yes.
Just relaxing.
End of May, you're in the relaxing. Are you teaching any classes, Christian?
I do have a 3-week spring class. That just comes and goes pretty quickly. By the end of May, I'm done.
Yes.
Done for the season.
Get to enjoy your time until August, late August, early September, and you're back at it. All right, Christian, you have been in partnership and do have some results with us, for us. I know we spoke, I think last year we talked about Traverse City?
Traverse City Cherry Festival.
Yeah, the Cherry Festival and that impact. And now you bring us to the gardens.
Yes, Meyer Gardens. This past fall, we did a survey on the Meyer Gardens economic impact, just helping them tell their story about West Michigan, Kent County. And we did the survey through 3 different time frames, during Art Prize, during their concert series, and then just during what we would call normal operations out there.
So as you're looking, number one, you're normally asked to do the study, right?
Correct.
And then you get the players involved. You get those from Meyer Gardens.
Correct.
And yourself and Dr. Isley at this point.
Yep.
The end, the goal is to see, well, in layman's term, how much money did these events bring in?
Yes, and it's not just the money. There's a cultural impact as well. But we're also looking at the jobs and where do these visitors come from. And we found some interesting information. Most surprising to me is 86% of the visitors come from outside Kent County.
Now, we're talking Meyer Gardens. And what were the 3 again? The Art Prize?
Art Prize, the concert series that they hold, and then just during normal operation.
And just normal operation. Okay, so I guess take it away. Let me have a step back. Professor Glupker, do you do these impacts via surveys? How do you set up your study here?
Yes, they're during surveys, random times throughout the day, so we have a nice random unbiased sample. We do focus on 18 years or older.
Okay.
So mainly adults answering the survey, and just ask some basic questions. Where did you come from? Mm-hmm. What are you spending your money on?
And are these surveys face-to-face, Christian, or are they web? Or
Most certainly face-to-face,
yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so what are you finding?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, 86% coming from outside Kent County,
okay.
And those folks alone generated $22.7 million and economic impact, and we found that the average spender, they spent about $129 per visitor for the outside visitors, which is a significant number. The total economic impact, when we look at the different categories, which is Meyer operations, Meyer Gardens does annual construction, so that has an economic impact, and then the visitors themselves. And we're looking at a 75.2 overall economic impact to Kent County. And that economic generates or supports 804 jobs. So these are big numbers,
yes,
for Meyer Gardens.
Good. What's another category? Any other category?
Yeah, we can look at, we had the 22.7 that outside visitors generate.
Okay.
But you also have 29.4 million just from Meyer Garden spending, the construction spending, and that supports 39 jobs in itself. And these total jobs, 804, they fall into 4 different categories. You have the jobs that are actually at the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
You have the jobs that are generated from the spending that's happening outside. So when a visitor comes, any money they spend outside the gardens.
Gas to get there.
You have retail, food, transportation. And you have the construction jobs that from the construction projects they have going on, and then what we know as induced jobs. So when outside visitors spends money, that local establishment now has more money that they spend. So you have some induced job creation, and that's spread across multiple industries.
Did you count heads? I mean, do you count to see if I mean, it seems like most all of the concert series are sold out. Art Prize gets a lot of bodies on site.
Art Prize had a lot of visitors. Concert Series had a lot of visitors. Meyer Garden has those numbers through admission.
Yes.
What we want to know is, where are you coming from? And we found 445,000 visitors came from outside Kent County. So that is a very beneficial number to have. And the majority are from Michigan, but we also have 20 other states represented in that survey, including L.A., Seattle, Texas was in the survey. Obviously, Chicago is pretty close, but we had some folks from Chicago as well.
Mm-hmm. International? Had to be an international visitor or two.
I don't recall an international.
Really?
We put together a GIS map, which is basically plotting everybody's zip codes. Okay. And off the top of my head, I can't remember international. I was surprised by the Seattle.
Yeah, that distance. We need to market to Australia. That would be the key, because the Meyers were like in some top 10 nationwide or
absolutely
internationally. Professor of Economics Christian Glupker with us talking about this economic impact that Meyer Gardens has. Do you do this? Is this from a time-to-time study at the gardens, or is this a first-timer here for you?
This is the first time with the gardens, and it's really going to be up to them and how often they want to do it. Okay. It really helps them tell their story. This is, you know, our here, what we provide to West Michigan, Kent County. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they want to do it, you know, it's not going to be on an annual basis. I'd probably look at it maybe every 4 years to see how things are changing, and it gives them information to know how to market the gardens.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that is kind of my next question, is you have your numbers, any surprises?
For me personally, it was the 86% outside Kent County.
Okay.
That number, when I looked at it, I double-checked it, because I'm like, 86%, that is a huge number. Mm-hmm. And then the overall impact, 75.2, that is, you know, that's a significant number for the gardens.
Do the gardens look at your numbers, Christian, and say, well, we need to, I mean, that's a great number from outside, but we need to market to our own backyard?
How they want to use the numbers, you know, our job is to provide them to them.
Yeah.
They have multiple ways they can use it to tell their story. The one that, you know, being foremost is, look what we provide to West Michigan. You know, West Michigan, Grand Rapids is, we refer to it as a network effect. You know, we're starting to become a destination. People are coming here not just for the gardens, but we have Art Prize. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the zoo. We have the beer that we're known for as well. So, you know, West Michigan, Grand Rapids area is really becoming family friendly. Everything, you know, from the families to the singles to come to West Michigan.
Again, that definition of West Michigan, we're basically a hop and a skip to the Big Lake in addition to seeing the gardens. Lots we can do in one day, Christian.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And jump on our bicycles, swim, bike, and run. You know what that's all about.
I know. Yes, I do know what that's all about.
You do. Where do our listeners, I mean, again, what is our take-home message? You've done your job. You've crunched the numbers. It sounds like a win-win situation, and maybe if you haven't been to the gardens or you don't take advantage of your own backyard, visit.
You know, that's actually my takeaway. Prior to doing this, I had never been to the gardens, with the exception of going to an occasional meeting, but never as a participant. Yeah, as a participant. And so I was actually really wowed by what they offer there. And to me, it was well beyond my expectations. So now when I see these numbers, this makes sense why these people are coming here. I mean, it's, you know, for me, it was just never. Now it's, yeah, that's going to be, take my boy there to the butterflies.
That's nice. All right, Professor Glupker, do you work on, I mean, is there another study in the work? Or do you, as you mentioned, do you get a couple months off?
It looks like right now I'm going to get a month off maybe, and then the studies will start to pick up again as, you know, local festivals look at what they want to achieve going forward.
Great. Can we find out more information about this economic impact study per se?
Yeah, absolutely. It is available through Seedman Research Office as well as online. I'm not quite sure what the link is online, but I know it's up there.
Sure. GBSU.edu, certainly a start. All right, we do spotlight. those from the college on a monthly basis, and that would be you, economics professor Christian Glupker. Thanks for these numbers, and we'll speak again.